gentlemen, you're on Paul Back Presents 213-761-3330.
Announcer Theodorkis Forkis.
Hello and good evening. Tonight from Paul Mack Productions in North Hollywood, California, we bring you live a special presentation. Paul Mack's 50th Tape Anniversary Special, featuring special guest appearances by Brian W. Feedback, Dennis DeCrepo, James Stewart, The Time Lord, Bob Obb, Stephen Z. Bloopline, and of course, Al Bernay.
Why was I read last on your guest list, Schmuck Putnam? I am going to look into the phone directly at you, and if you look back into your phone, you will be absolutely Bernayed to death. Do you understand that, ass breath?
Al, always a cheerful one. And now, the Movie Line Hall of Fame!
Hey, kids, how would you like to hear this on the street?
That's great!
One whiff will have your guests drooling, jerking around on the floor, and feeling more relaxed and comfortable.
Hello, this is Bill from Biphone, the computerized directory.
Hello, Paul. You sound really nice on Observatory.
Yeah, I think that the direction in Staying Alive was absolutely superb.
Hello, Movie Line caller number 25.
20? Oh, my God, I did it. I can't believe it.
Is this John?
Yes, sure is.
How are you, John?
I'm doing pretty good.
Well, I recall you were trying for this one last week,
and you just
didn't get it that time.
That's cool. Your line is busy.
But you haven't gotten it yet, John. You've got to give me the year Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs was originally released.
Okay.
Snow White was first released in 1806 at the Bijou Theater on Magnolia in Burbank.
Dave Nobody Home won our contest last week. That's right, last Friday. He was the 25th caller at 12 noon, and he won a Snow White picture disc and...
L-A-V-A, L-A-V-A.
Hello, party. This is KCSCV.
Yeah, this is Brian, your critic at large from the Far West region of San Fernando Valley, coming to you again in Tarzana.
This is me here.
Me? It is Milton Gunsberg.
Yeah.
It's Milton, buddy, how are
you? It's Milton Gunsberg. How you doing, everyone? Are you listening to this program?
We got you, Milt.
You got me.
I give me first shot at the deal. I'll give you this 2-pound salami you can take home to your family. That's right, because if we're leaving Ford, you can't beat our cars. You can't beat our prices. If you come on down now, you can't beat our meat. That's right.
Paul, this is Booglefoot from Tarzana.
Hello, I'm an old man.
Hello, Paul, this is Tony North Hollywood. How you doing? And, for July last week was pretty good.
It's 10 o'clock. Do you know what time it is?
Hey, kids, what time is it?
This is the Galactic Hitchhiker, formerly Michael of L.A.
That's gross.
Yeah, this is Stinky Demented Fucked Up Dave.
Hi, Thomas. You know, I really like you, and I'd really like to get to know you better.
Your dreams, buddy!
She's from the Valley. Ortiz from the insane asylum.
Yeah, this is Scott and Andrew from Los Angeles, California.
This is Lee Van Eyes.
Hello, Movie Line callers. This is Marty J. Telemetcher.
Oh, it's like highlight.
Like
Jordan,
all right?
All right.
Hello, Paul. Scott Tarzana here. I couldn't montage. Formerly montage.
Hello, Paul Mack and Movie Line callers. This is Nino Telephone.
Yes, well, this is Bob Observatory calling from the top of his waterbed. Let me get comfortable before I leave my comment.
Hello, Ken Onsager here.
And your name is?
My name is Waldo.
Waldo, and you are security here, and so we're going to go in there now. It's going to be safe, right?
Do not pull down on the safety bar, please. I will lower it for you.
This is Gary G.B., Observatory, bracket, miss bracket.
Yes, this is Steve from North Hollywood.
Hi, this is Carlos from L.A.
Oh, hi, Brian. Nobody home here. Paul, you're a hose monster. Get out of here, you knucklehead. We love you.
This is Gary Tarzana.
Hello there. I'm Jiminy Cricket.
This is Nani Baker from Pasadena, California.
Yeah, this is Brad from Northridge.
Yeah, this is Paul from Van Nuys.
Hi, this is Carrie. We're calling from Westwood, and the best movie I've seen all summer is Risky Business because Tom Cruise is definitely a babe.
In America, you call homosexual fags, and in England, fags are cigarettes, you see.
I am the President of the United States.
Hi, everybody. This is Jessica from Van Nuys.
Hello. This is Mickey Mouse.
All right. Why do I sound like I just swallowed helium?
This is Rich Sun Valley.
Hello, who do we have on the line?
Armat!
Who? No, I know I'm on the line. Who are you?
Oh, I'm Jack San Fernando.
Jack San Fernando, buddy, how are you?
I'm wonderful.
Yeah, this is Jeff from Burbank.
This is Blizzard from Sherman Oaks.
This is David of Burbank.
This is Dave Canoga Park.
Hi, Paul, and everybody out there in telephone land. This is Dale of Burbank.
All right, we've got Ross Harris on the line.
I hope you guys, anybody's listening, to really go and see the film because it might not be the funnest thing to watch, but it's necessary.
Once again, this is Ross Harris, one of the stars of Testament.
Movie line, 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 movie line. How many times?
Oh, my God, that was wonderful. How did you do that? Movie line, movie line, movie line, movie line, movie line. Wonderful.
Hello, movie line callers. This is John OCC from the Orange County Connection.
Uh-huh.
Movie review. I can't say movie review five times.
Nope.
Anyway.
Dave, North Hollywood reporter. And how you doing?
Oh, this is Casey Neval. Hi. Who's this?
Casey Neval. This is David of Burbank. How are you?
This is Dave? I mean, this is like the Dave, really? This is like, I'm talking to you?
David of Burbank, right.
Oh, wow.
Hello, who just called in?
What the hell is this thing?
This is a movie line. What the hell are you?
Hello, I am Dennis
DeCrepo. Hello, this is Jeff from Van Nuys.
What's the number?
I don't really know. You'll have to look it up in the book.
Oh, what book? What, you mean
in the local?
You mean the Bible? I don't have a book.
No, in the telephone directory. The local telephone.
Where do I obtain the telephone directory?
Well, where are you calling from?
From Limbo.
This is Sunny from Garden Grove. I don't go to the show that much, but I like you, Paul. Anyway, get real fun.
This is Al Diamond, and this is kind of a commercial message.
Goodbye. Yeah, who do we have on the line here?
This is Ken from Van Nuys.
Hi, everyone out there, Movie Line. This is Christy from Sun Valley.
Good day. I'm Bob McKenzie. This is my brother, Doug.
How's it going, eh?
If we hear John from Burbank go, one more time, we're going to have to knock him in the next week.
Good idea.
Yes, this is Jonathan from Bel Air.
Who the hell is the guy that goes, I love it.
Incredible, fantastic, revelatory, and thoroughly helpful Buona Muffin.
I'm sure, get a real job.
Go ahead, make my day.
Hi, this is Ray from North Hollywood.
This is Theodorcus Forcus from the world beyond.
Just behind the Iron Curtain in Orange County, yes, that's right.
This is Merrill, the trivia man from North Hollywood.
Hello? Yeah, this is Bob.
The number you have reached is 761-3330. Please make a note of it.
Well, that's our Hall of Fame for this tape number 50, July 17th, 1983 to January 1st, 1984. And now, back to the studio with our hosts, Paul Mack, Tony North Hollywood, and Dave from Burbank.
movie line.
Hey, this is Dennis Grieber, DBS. Hey, pal, what's going on, man?
Dennis, how are you? Boy, am I glad to hear from you.
Hey, you know, I just called in and I heard that it was your anniversary again. I can't believe it. It seems like only yesterday that you had one.
Well, that's probably because it was. We were running the reruns just yesterday, Dennis. No, actually, I'll tell you, it's we're having a lot of fun, and, you know, it's our 50th week tape here at the movie line, and, boy, we're really going all out.
Why don't you just celebrate them every year?
Oh, you mean with 52 weeks?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I'll make it that long.
Really?
Yeah.
You're going to go see Dan, huh?
Wait a minute. At the rate I'm going, I don't know what's going to happen. But no.
Yeah, anyway, well, I know I listen to the movie line all the time, you know. And,
well, Dennis, thank you for lying here.
Yeah, even though I don't go to any movies because I'm too damn cheap to pay the prices, you know, I just wait till they come on my pirate boxes and
yeah, watch with your little satellite dish and you record them.
Yeah, speaking of satellite dish, I heard you install one in your backyard.
Anyway, Dennis, it's been great talking to you. Would you like to mention your line out there in beautiful downtown Warsaw?
Yeah, sure. Well, I know no one calls it, but it's DBS, area code 818.
818,
yeah,
yes.
769-8880 and 984-0069 for all the West Valley perverts.
Right there, and this is Mr. DeCrepo himself. Thanks for calling in, Dennis.
Hey, okay, Paul.
Okay.
Anytime.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, Paul, I just want to congratulate you here.
For what, my 50th tape anniversary?
No, for the orchestra you brought by. 20 men and all that brass. How'd you ever get them in here?
Yeah, through the keyhole.
The keyhole, right.
Anyway, Tony North Hollywood, thanks for stopping by.
And David of Burbank.
David of Burbank's in my kitchen raiding the refrigerator. Yes.
He's eating ginger.
Bread cookies, right?
Oh, yes. That's right.
Uh-huh.
Yes,
don't
of course.
We look good in our tuxes tonight.
Tuxes.
Yes.
I thought you said ducks.
Now, ducks. Look at that this. Why you're wearing those feathers?
Of course.
God almighty. Anyway.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway.
Yes.
Why didn't you save yourself the trouble and instead of celebrating 50th anniversary tape, just wait 2 weeks and celebrate 1 year? Tape.
1 year? Because after this tape, I don't think we'll last. Are you kidding me? Look at this place. It's a mess with all the party streamers and everything.
Right, exactly.
And in case you're not a 50 tape celebrationist, that is in your religion, you can always celebrate this tape as your Happy New Year's special through January 1st through the 5th, 1984. Right, Tony?
That's one of my new noisemakers here, Paul.
Right. Anyway, hey, let's crank up the volume on that orchestra pitch, shall we, Tony?
All right. How many wants?
Hello, movie line.
That's Paul Knox.
Yeah, this is Paul. Well, who's this?
This is James Stewart.
I should have known. Jimmy, how are you?
I'm doing great. I just wanted to call and say congratulations for on your 50th tape anniversary.
Right, it's our 50th tape, not year. And thank you very much. Well, that's very kind. I mean, you must have an extremely busy schedule to.
Yeah, but I'm staying home today because I got a little case of vertigo and
too much apple juice.
Me and Gloria just around the house here in Beverly Hills.
I know it. I didn't know it. It's awful. And, it's awful.
Yeah, but you know, I think I was on your show before.
Yeah, you were on it. I think once before, two times.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
How could I be on once?
Well,
two
I think
times.
You were on it two times at one time, making it once before. The second time you were on it was really not the counting the time, because I think that was different.
Paul, you're a regular Einstein. I always liked you for that, you know.
Yes.
But,
Jimmy, I don't know. You're something yourself, anyway.
Well, thanks. You know, you know.
Stick to your rear window and you'll be all right. Okay.
Anyway. I just want to say hi to all my fans who have followed me throughout the years. And,
yes, and
and your fans, too, because...
Well, I like to say hello to my fans myself.
I hope some of your fans are some of my fans, and you know, we could...
Well, maybe they can get together and form their own fan club for each other.
Yeah, they could, you know, fan each other or something. I don't know. What the heck, you know?
All right, Jimmy.
I don't understand, but anyway, it's been great, and me and Gloria are probably going to...
Yes,
go down to the zoo and watch the animals.
Wonderful. Jim, you're doing great, but we got to run for time here, so...
Yeah. Bye, Jim.
Bye.
Hello, this is Mike, formerly of Montage, leaving a review regarding an old movie that was just out recently called Richard Pryor Here and Now. I was hearing somebody say about 3 weeks ago or so about how the movie was vulgar and bad, but yet that's Richard Pryor and he's great, but yet it was vulgar and bad, which is kind of contradictory in my part. I'll tell you that I enjoyed the movie, but all it really was just a concert being shown on film with different angles on camera, at least, you know, from seeing it. But humor-wise, it was quite good. It showed that he was more relaxed than he was, and that he handled his drug problem and his fire problem quite well, which is also shown in the movie they made called Richard Pryor Live at the Sunset Strip. Anyway, that's my opinion of the movie, and I did enjoy it, and I will try and watch more movies also. I will kindly review the movies I see on pay TV since I am too cheap to go to theater, and I hope you'll accept that, and maybe other people will too. Okay, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Dave from Burbank, how are you?
Mm-hmm.
Where's your tux?
My tux? I don't eat cookies in a tux.
Didn't have enough money for the rental, huh?
Now, wait a minute.
I told you to wear a tux to this thing. Where is it?
I thought you said ducks.
No.
Tux in the car.
And you're wearing feathers, right?
No.
Come on, that was Tony's excuse. I don't go for that.
Well, it sounded good to me. I had no reason for not wearing
it. All right, Dave. Go ahead, spiel.
I'm wearing my best spotted shirt, though.
Yeah, it's spotted, all right.
Oh, by the way.
Yeah.
We're out of ginger in the kitchen.
Yeah. Bread, cookies.
Oh, whatever she was. Anyway,
yes.
While I'm here, I wanted to be sure to mention a couple of people here that I wanted to say Happy New Year to.
Please do.
Alrighty. All right. I wanted to say Happy New Year to John OCC.
Right.
What else is it? Beth L.A. I have a short piece of paper, even though there's a lot of people, so I could only fit a few. Beth L.A. especially. Now, I liked her over the phone.
Okay.
Bob.
Right.
I felt there was reason for mentioning him. David from Sherman Oaks.
David, buddy.
Theodorkus Forkus from the world beyond. Mike, buddy! Happy New Year.
Whichever galaxy you're in.
That's right. Yeah. Meryl, the trivia man.
Uh-huh.
Christy from Sun Valley.
Uh-huh.
And Tony North Hollywood, happy anniversary. He's here for the anniversary tape.
It's his turn for the kitchen now.
He's gonna. By the way, you ought to slip him a kiss on tape like you did everybody else. Feedback, Bry Guy. Brian is in on this one, too.
Brian.
I'm wishing him a Happy New Year.
Dennis
DeCrepo.
Right.
Dan Dualface, wherever he is.
Yes.
Wherever you are. Wherever they...
Was.
Wherever he may...
Wherever you're going.
And I guess that's... Oh, yeah, and I suppose Paul.
Who's that? Me? Oh, my God. I want to give you a kiss, Dave. Hey, get this man a kiss.
Don't touch me.
No, it's a Hershey's.
Oh.
Really.
Oh.
Hello, who's on the line?
Hello? Movie
yeah.
Maker? Paul?
Yeah?
This is Steve.
Steve? Well, what do you want? I mean, Steve, how are you?
Yeah.
Why? Why did you call? You never call my tape, so why should you call now?
I decided I would wish you a happy 50th week anniversary.
Well, actually, it's been 50 week tapes, but it's the same difference.
50 week tapes.
Yes, they've all lacked in one way or another.
These days.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, no, I mean... I was sitting around, and you did call me up and tell me to call and wish you this, so I decided...
I called you. You're not supposed to say that over
I'm
the phone.
Sorry.
Yeah,
no,
right.
I'm still tired.
Right, yeah. But I'm tired, too. I woke you up the first time. Now you're waking me up, I believe.
That's true. Turn around to fair play.
Yeah, right.
You should learn that in movies.
Okay, yes, Steve.
So why 50 weeks? Why don't you just wait 2 weeks and do 1 year like normal people?
Well, I didn't want to be like normal people. I'm a little abnormal, as you know that, Steve, but I figured, well, 50 weeks is better than celebrating a year. I kind of cut corners that way, you know?
I understand. Actually don't, but I'll figure it
out
later.
Well, you'll figure it out later, and it's better than celebrating our 50th anniversary like we did on our 25th tape.
That's too complicated for me.
Yeah, we celebrated our 25th tape on our 30th, never mind.
Listen, congratulations and everything.
Thank you very much, Bloop.
Well, I better clear the line so Bob Hope can call, because I know he's been trying all day.
Well, thanks a lot, Steve,
okay.
And we'll talk to you soon.
You say hello to him for me.
Yeah,
okay?
I will, Steve.
I love those bank commercials, really.
Goodbye, Steve.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
She lives.
What do you mean, came back?
She loves.
I'm sorry, Arnie, I can't.
She's a beauty.
I know you're jealous.
She's a beast.
The kid was cut in half, Arnie.
She's a killer.
The riot is over.
She's a 58 Fury. She's Christine.
You ain't mad, are you?
Now, Stephen King and John Carpenter, the two great masters of terror, have teamed up to take you for a ride.
I knew a guy had a car like that once. He killed himself in it.
Christine. She's hell on wheels. Directed by John Carpenter. Produced by Richard Kobritz. Screenplay by Bill Phillips. Based upon the novel by Stephen King. Christine. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
Boy, aren't we having fun here. I can't remember when we had this much fun last. Do you? Do you remember when we did this last, Dave?
Well,
I think the last time was when we were, giving out John OCC's number and...
J-O-C-Z.
Mr. Jock himself.
Jock in the box.
There is nothing exciting happening in here tonight, Dave. We are...
Wait a minute.
It's only our 50th week tape.
watch it through.
Wait a minute. What is that?
That's exactly what I was trying to...
No, what is that? There's something materializing and... It looks like a phone booth.
Isn't that neat?
Dave, I knew the phone rates were going up, but this
surprise
is ridiculous.
Surprise I had for you.
Surprise? Hardly surprising. How did he get past the security guard?
It's our next guest. Wait till they step out.
Has any idea what a guest is? I'd certainly hate to be the host.
It's Michael, buddy!
Michael, I should have known, a galactic hitchhiker. Michael, how are you?
All right.
Mike, you look different. What's the matter?
How come you changed? Who does your hair now?
Well, not much of a change, as a regeneration.
Regeneration? Tell us about it.
Do you know anything of the time warp physiology?
No, but I think I'm about to find out.
I'll see you later.
Oh, thanks. Michael, tell us, what are you now, and what are you doing, and which galaxy did you just come from?
Well, actually, I'm the Time Wanderer.
The what?
The Time Wanderer.
What's that?
Well, I travel through time and space in this police box, which I call the TARDIS. Well, it's generally called the TARDIS, but right now it resembles a police box. You'd be surprised at what it looks like inside. Well, I basically come here to wish you a 50th tape anniversary. I've heard
the
100th tape anniversary.
Wait a minute. How did...
Oh, bloody hell. I wasn't supposed to tell you that.
Wait a minute. What do you mean you heard our 100th anniversary tape? I know these tapes are long, but not
that
long.
Yeah, I'm a Time Lord.
I see. Well, Mike, thanks for dropping by, and it's very interesting to see you again, and perhaps we'll catch you in another galaxy, huh?
Or another time.
Yes, another time. Another time. Let's hope it's like way off in the future, okay?
You seem to be slipping a bit, Newton. Oops, sorry.
Looks like he's slipping away now.
Okay, Mike, you're derezing. Don't pull a Tron. Mike, you're leaving us. Mike?
Bye, Mike.
Well, Dave, you know, that's one interesting character. What do you want to do now?
More chips.
Okay.
Gabble blotches on a lurking face.
Hello, movie line.
Oh.
Wait a minute. What are you?
Can are you, you tell me when your next show is?
Wait a minute. Who called who at 3 o'clock in the morning?
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Wait a second. Did I? Oh.
What?
I hit the wrong speed code. This must be Paul Mack.
Oh, yes. Brian.
You said movie line, right?
Brian Feedback?
Brian W. Feedback.
You mean I'm on your speed dialer? I should be that fortunate, huh?
Well, you know, I heard that you're celebrating your 50th tape.
Well, gee, I wonder how you heard that, eh?
Well, the reason I heard about it, and I was real excited because I was going to call and when I heard you were celebrating your 50th tape, I figured you were doing that because you don't expect to make it to a year tape, so you won't be celebrating a 1 year anniversary. So
yes.
When I heard about that, I was real excited because I'll make a vacant speed calling code that I can put something else in, like the weather. You know?
Yes, Brian, I understand. Well, I don't know if I'm going to make it to my 1 year anniversary either, but I'm hoping that maybe we can contract Stephen Z. Isn't his? I was speaking with him, by the way, and he's all ready to jump on the movie line here and to go ahead and do a year term with me down here. I mean, you have no objections with that, do you?
You can have him.
Yeah.
Good night.
Brian, before you go, this is going to seem funny. Why don't you plug your numbers out there? Because there's oodles and oodles of callers that have never even heard of you.
I am the movie business,
Brian.
I don't have to plug them. They're already turned on, and they're working just fine, thank you.
Well, thanks for calling, Brian, and we'll talk to you soon.
Good night.
Bye. Brian W. Feedback, tired again.
After more than 30 years away from the big screen,
even longer,
everyone's favorite mouse is back.
Well, thank you.
In the all-new featurette, Mickey's Christmas Carol.
Humbug.
This holiday, you and your family can share a double dose of Disney magic with Mickey's Christmas Carol and The Rescuers.
Bring her back, boys.
From Walt Disney Pictures, rated G, general audiences.
This is Al Bernay Ass Breath. This movie line 50th semiversary, is that what you've got? Well, listen, Dick Nose. If you play one Chicken Man tape, you are going to get killed to death. So far, I have not heard any Chicken Man on your recordings, and as long as they don't appear, you can live to make a 51st tape. Do you understand that, ass breath?
Hello, who do we have on the line now?
I don't know, but I was expecting to hear some stupid input message, but I guess I got you instead.
After the tone, leave your name and number for the movie line. It's
that
time.
More like it. Paul,
Bob, how are you?
Great.
And Robert, Albert, what are you up to these days?
Why are you picking up the phone? What am I up to about my neck and learning how to tie a tie here?
You're learning how to tie a tie? Yeah, well, just don't tie it too tight.
Yeah,
we wouldn't want to lose you out there, Bob.
Cut off my brain supply.
Yes, you're doing a nice job out there in observatory land. And
well, you're doing a heck of a job too, Paul. And
can you believe we're at 50, though?
Quite a bit.
What were you doing at tape 50?
What was I doing?
And don't tell me you were taking a shower.
I was wishing I hadn't gone past tape 25. Let me tell you, Paul.
I feel that way myself.
Well, I want to congratulate you, though, because, you know, very few phone lines make it to 50 tapes.
50 tapes.
But, you know, it's real funny. I keep on asking you, first you celebrated tape 25, now tape 50. You know, two more weeks, it's 1 year.
Well, Bob, gee, I can't guarantee anybody that I'll be up in two more weeks. After the big party we're having with this one, I don't know what's going to happen, okay? But anyway, hey, it's been great hearing from you. Why don't you tell us where we can call you at?
Well, you can call me at my place.
Yes.
At 213-999-0429 to hear the observatory output number.
And that's in Canoga Park.
That is in Canoga Park. It's a toll call for you North Hollywood people. Input,
well,
though,
I've got money, Bob.
We know you do. You're a rich movie producer. Input, though, is 213-716-9242. It's cheaper to call input to leave your comment than to hear your comment.
Wonderful. Well, Bob, thanks for calling, and I'll talk to you soon on Observatory.
Okay, Paul, and thank you for letting me participate.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Spring 1980,
the port of Mariel Harbor was opened and thousands set sail for the United States.
This country, you gotta make the money first.
One of them found wealth, power, and passion beyond his wildest dreams.
Then when you get the money, you get the power. Then when you get the power, then you get the woman.
He was Tony Montana, but the world will remember him by another name. Scarface.
I know the street, and I'm making all the right connections.
Universal Pictures proudly presents Al Pacino, Scarface.
With the right woman, there's no stopping me. I could go right to the top.
Scarface, he loved the American dream with a vengeance.
Here's to the land of opportunity.
Pacino, Scarface.
I like you, Tony. There's no lying in you. That guy's soft.
Al Pacino, Scarface. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day. There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, and tomorrow's just a dream away. Man has a dream, and that's the start. He follows his dream with mind and heart. When it becomes a reality, it's a dream come true for you and me. So there's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day. There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away.
How does it feel spending the New Year's here on the Movie Line, gang? As well as the most important thing. What do you mean? Shh, what is this?
I don't know.
Oh. Okay. Dave. Dave's loving the New Year, and I want to give all of you a kiss.
Oh, get out of here.
No, I'm serious. Here, take this kiss. Compliments of Paul Mac. Don't say I never gave you anything.
More Hershey's.
Hershey's chocolate kiss.
Hershey's.
Don't mind us, gang. We are plastered off
Ginger.
Of our butts.
Hey.
How's Ginger? Tell us, how was Ginger's bread, Dave? Anyway, gang, that
warm, wet introduction.
Oh, wait a minute. That's going to do it for our 50th tape anniversary special. Don't mind the New Year's. And remember, gang, tomorrow is just a dream away.
Well, I'm going. It's over?
Yeah, this is it.
Thank God.
Wait a minute.
Anyway, we're out of food here.
Yeah, let's go out and find some Gurgle Blasters. Compliments of Michael of L.A.
Right.
Mike, buddy.
Happy New Year, Michael. Hey, everybody, let's wish the Galactic Weirdo a happy hitchhiker.
Oh, there's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow. Shining at the end of every day. There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, and tomorrow's just a dream away. Man has a dream, and that's the start. He follows his dream with mind and heart. And when it becomes a reality, it's a dream come true for you and me. So there's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away. There's a great, big, beautiful.
The Movie Line accepts no responsibility for lack of interest in telephone entertainment due to the contents of this tape, which is far superior to any other line around.
Don't forget, you can write to Paul Mac Presents at P.O. Box 2600, Mount Wilson, California, 91023.
I'm sure who'd want to write to you. Get rid of this person.
That's funny.
For you and me, so there's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day.